here. Amen. Let's look at the book of Jude. Amen. And we're going to read about half of that whole book. And that we're going to read verses 3 through 13. Praise God. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. It is never, ever too late, even if we have to go back a little ways and draw the lines of righteousness and holiness. If there's ever been a time, I need everybody's attention, please. They're just going to their seats. If there's ever been a time that we needed deep-seated moral codes for the church, it's now. Other religious worlds have accepted us. Did you know that? They're no longer calling us cults because they know that we're seeing signs, we're seeing miracles, and we're seeing wonders, and all of that comes from God. We've been accepted. But what they want to do is mesh us in as one of them. One charismatic gentleman told one of our pastors not very long ago, he said, I'll tell you one thing about them apostolics. They are praying people and they get results. Them apostolics. Like that we're just another breed of Christians. There's all sorts of breeds. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one God. There's only one truth. And there's only one salvation. And within the framework of that, if the enemy can infiltrate and rip from us our standards of holiness, our righteous living, if he can rip from us our worship, our praise, and everything that's apostolic, then he can eventually take all of this away from us. Amen. I am convinced that any given Sunday, I could preach too hard and people would leave. We know that's milk and honey. But tonight, there are people here that need meat. And that's what you've come for. And that's what I want to give you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. And no marvel, in other words, no big deal. For Satan himself, now hear this, is transformed into an angel of light. We'll talk about the seven candlesticks, which represent the ministry. So that light that the scripture is talking about is ministry. The devil himself is transformed himself into ministry. Therefore, it's no great thing. In other words, again, it's no big deal if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. His ministers are demons. And they are disguising themselves as ministers of righteousness. They're the ones preaching, oh, it doesn't matter, it's what's on the inside. Well, I hear your little demonic whispering voice, but I'm telling you, amen. It is right for men, women, and young people to live holy before God. We cannot let movie theaters, we cannot let HBOs, we cannot let television, we can't let Netflix or anything else dictate to us what we're going to be and who we are. Amen. And if I'm up here hammering on the fact that there's only certain things that we should watch and there's certain things we shouldn't watch, and you go home and put that before your face, then I don't have to answer for you, but you will answer for yourself. And you say, but I'm just a child. I'm just a kid. And my mom and dad don't care. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get eligible to the point that we're going to answer to God for ourselves. And all of that, amen, where we visit, where we go, what kind of entertainment we're involved in, all the whole nine, eight, listen, you say, well, I'm a little bit gray on the lines. I don't know where the line. Listen to your pastor. I'll help you. And I've always said this. It doesn't bother me one drop if your standards of holiness are stronger or greater than mine. Just for the sake of unity, don't let them be any less. Is that too much to ask? I mean, what's too much to give to God? Come on, help me out. What is too much to give to God? Amen. I remember a rich young ruler that told the Lord, I've done all the stuff you talk about, and it's like the Lord just went ahead and got straight to the point. He said, okay, then sell everything you got, pick up your cross and follow me and be one of my disciples. And he said, oh man, you're hitting me where I really live now. While ago, you hit me where it was convenient to do, but this ain't real convenient. I got a lot of stuff that I like to do. And he walked away. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So let's talk about wandering stars. Wandering stars. Amen. Because it wouldn't be fair to preach to you or teach you if it wasn't going to myself as well. I've never been a preacher or pastor that has set himself above anyone else. And I know that people learn better by example. And that's what I'd love to be when the rapture took place. Amen. Just an example. And so let's talk about wandering stars tonight. Would you help me pray right now? Holy Ghost, we do look to you right now for your favor, that the will of God will be done and the Holy Ghost will move on this platform tonight. We pray your presence. We pray your spirit. We pray your anointing. We need your hope and your help. We need your strength. Undergird us right now, Lord, with the fiber that comes from the Word of God that keeps us. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you again for being here tonight. Let me share with you this, and it's a true fact. Number one, the book of Acts is the book of apostles. It is the Acts of the apostles. The book of Jude is the book of apostates. Amen. Now, an apostate is a person that was an apostle, but is backslidden and lost it, and has lost their way. The book of Jude condemns the ones that left the book of Acts experience and doctrine. So here's what happens to wandering stars. Wandering stars will flash for the moment. And how many of you have ever seen, the shooting star? Yeah. Although that may have happened a million years ago, I don't know. Scientists have a pretty quirky idea about how that goes on. But I'm just simply saying we see it for the moment, but yet wandering stars are stars that are left in darkness and they wander in total darkness. That's where they're placed. Webster said, a star is a fixed portion of light. A fixed portion of light. That's what a star is. And we could draw a lot of metaphors from that, and we could derive a lot of points from that for preaching. But bottom line is this. I want to be a fixed portion of light. I could care less about what the style is today. I could care less about what Hollywood thinks about me today. Amen. There was an individual, I should have brought the article, but there was an individual that wrote an article. I have it at my desk. And they wrote to Hollywood and talked about how Hollywood, they said, we know they're going to be gays. We know they're going to be lesbians. And we know they're going to be equal rights. And that's fine. And all of that. And whatever you do is what you do. But why do you have to belittle the church? Why do police officers have to be the ones that just park and eat donuts and get shot up all the time? Why do you have to belittle morals and morality? And they literally took the time to write this individual back. And they said, we don't have time to talk about your old antiquated book called the Bible. So that's what Hollywood thinks about you. So how should we feel about Hollywood? Do we keep pumping our money into it? Do we keep looking at it, watch it? Listen, we need a moral compass. And we need a moral code. And we cannot let anyone break in or anything break into that. And we need to keep that for the glory of God. Because the Lord has never written me anything like that. And He cares. Praise God. And so, one song said, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. And it stayed on Jesus. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. In other words, once you find the truth, don't switch it off. Once you find the truth, don't trade it. Don't compromise it. Don't let it die. Don't let it rust. And do not let it corrode. The Word of God says to buy it. What do you buy it with? Well, the only thing we have to give for the truth that the Lord has given to us is ourselves. So we buy it by submission. We buy it by determination. We purchase it with willingness. And the most important factor of all is desire. Desire the truth. Hunger for truth. And thirst after truth. And the Bible says you shall be filled. Amen. And so when you find it, don't lose it. When you get in, don't get out. After the knowledge of the truth, wandering here and there will not get you anywhere. Amen. I had someone to text me today and said, they called me pastor, although I have not seen them in a very long time. I appreciate them calling me pastor. And in their text, they said, I need some advice. I wanted to interrupt and say, before you ask me for advice about anything, let me give you some advice about not forsaking the house of God. But I knew that's not what they wanted to hear. And so they asked for their advice. And I text back and I simply said, you're an adult. Make your decision. Amen. Is it not true that there are some things that a pastor can be in someone's life, but there are other things that he is off limits? What I'm asking you to do is hear the Word of God. Amen. Pastor is going to lay some things out. I would never preach you a doctrine that will hurt you. I'll never give you a line of standards that will condemn you. Amen. The world may not like it, but the Lord will. Amen. And if you're going to go part-time, then again, that is your choice. I will not have to answer for you. If I preach the truth, amen, listen to me. The rich young man, when he walked away from Jesus, he walked away because he decided not to go all the way with the Lord. There was one thing he didn't do. One thing he didn't want to do. Now, when I get to glory and you get there with me and we stand before the throne of God, wouldn't it be better for Jesus to say, brother, hey, look, man, you didn't have to do three or four of those things to make it here. Wouldn't it be better to hear that than to hear him say, one thing thou lackest? This is a very, very serious situation. Amen. And we cannot play with it. Being everywhere, running here and there, being everywhere in every place, God wants you in place. So what do? We find our place and we stand our ground. Acts 2:38 is a good foundation to build on, but it is not the only place. Don't underestimate the power of storms that are out there tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We know the wise man built his house on the rocks. The foolish man built his house on the sand. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about rock solid doctrine. That's what we build our houses on. Scripture preaching, if you will. Sand doctrine will simply skim the surface of deep-seated preaching to soothe people, amen, and to make you feel better. Wise men were led to Jesus by what? Christmas is gone, but we must remember. How did the wise men get to Jesus? By a star. A star that was seated there just for them. Amen. If it was a wandering star, what would have happened? They would have staggered in darkness. Romans 4 and 20 tells us Abraham was the friend of God. Why? Because the Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God. You want to be a friend of God? Let's stop staggering at what we're talking about here. Let's stop staggering at what the will of God is for Landmark. I'm not talking about Raleigh. I'm not talking about High Point. I'm not talking about anywhere else. I'm talking about Landmark. What I feel the heartbeat of God is for Landmark. Amen. Don't you compare us to them, and don't compare them to us, because we ain't them and they ain't us. But we are us according to the will of God. Amen. You say there's a doctrine different for anybody? I'm not saying that at all. I'm just simply telling you right now, I'm going to preach the word of God to you and to you only. I'm not their pastor. I'm yours. And we don't belong to their churches. We belong here. Amen. And so we don't compare to try to find the weakest point and say we're going to do this weak thing because we found out that other churches do that. Hey, listen to me. I'd rather leave this place strong and anointed of the Holy Ghost and blessed of God with the power and the authority of the Spirit than to lack one thing that God wanted to give Landmark. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, I don't want to be a wandering star. Amen. I want to be a friend of God. Amen. I don't want to stagger at the promises of God. Hallelujah. Through unbelief. But Abraham had strong faith in his God. Sometimes, we're here, there are people that are here just long enough to get the blessing, but when the nest starts getting a little roughed up, we're out of here. But it's time. Not all of us that are here at Landmark, and not all the Word of God is for babies. Am I correct? In fact, the Word of God says sometimes that you would be fed milk the rest of your lives, but it's time for some meat. And that's what we're dispersing here this evening. Because not all of the Word of God is for babies. Amen. Adults need meat. Amen. One thing I've always liked to say is that you'll never fly until you die. We'll be deep-seated in this world until the day we die, and that's when we leave for eternity. When somebody said they passed away, that's exactly what happened. They passed and they went away. That's not them down there in the dirt. That's not them in a vault. And that's not them in an urn. They're gone. And where they went, they answered to God about it. We spend so much more time sometimes preparing the body for church than we do the spirit for glory. You were given this body to sacrifice it. And let me tell you where. You were given this body to sacrifice it in prayer, in fasting, in holiness, and in righteousness. Because when you came to this truth, you submitted your body to Jesus Christ. And he said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We're talking about the spirit of it. We'll talk about the deeper issues of holiness later on. But tonight we're just talking about the spirit of it, the nature of it, just falling in love with it. In other words, some of us not even really knowing what it is, but simply saying, "Lord, whatever it is, give it to me. I want it. I don't care what it is. Just pour it out on." It's not those that are saying, "I'll take some of that, but some of that you can just keep." It's not time to get a rotten spirit and a bad attitude about the holiness of God, because I'm telling you, he is holy. And it is a commandment for his people to be holy. My Bible says without holiness, we won't see the Lord. That in itself means spend eternity with him. Amen. So we were given this body to sacrifice it in prayer. Amen. Incidentally, on the Welcome Center counter, we have the sign up for this Saturday night in prayer. Let's go through some scripture real quick here. Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. Amen. "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body." Somebody understand this. Rebellion against God is a sin. Okay? It's a sin. So, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body." This is compromising the word, compromising the spirit, and rebellion. In fact, the Bible says that rebellion will be judged just like witchcraft. "That you should obey it in lust thereof." We cannot obey. "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Amen. "For sin shall not have dominion over you." Somebody say amen. "For you are not under the law." Somebody shout amen. "But under grace." Amen. His grace is sufficient. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?" This is not the temple. When the rapture takes place, this is not going anywhere. Amen. I've always said, when the rapture took place, I want to owe a cool $1 million so that Antichrist will have to pay it off. I just don't want this to be that building. So let us pay this one off, and we'll let him pay the next one off. Amen. "Know you not that your body is the temple?" Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Amen. That's why we preach against drugs. Because you don't want to drug the temple of God. Right? Amen. Let's say this is the temple of God. Do we want to stack drugs in here? And pastor preach a message, but he's really making a living on selling narcotics? What's the difference? We don't want to pack this place full of worldly smoke. We don't want to pack this place, this temple of God, with nudity. Which some of the things that you can choose to watch, that every other word is the F word. Do we want to pack this temple with that? Do we want to talk like that across the microphones? Okay, if this is not the temple and your body is, then what's going into that? Why don't we decide tonight to really draw some lines and step across that line with a made-up mind and a determination to be, again, this year, something that we have never, ever been before, and to let our children know, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Not everybody's clapping your hands. I apologize for that. But I hope deep-seated and certain conviction will get a hold of every one of us and change our minds and make us not liberal toward the world, but liberal toward His holiness and righteousness. Amen. All right, where are we at? 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God where? In your body and in your spirit, which are God. So not just the spirit, but the body is transformed as well, along with the spirit. Praise God. Amen. It's the only detection from that the world can have that a person has been changed and rearranged by the glory of God. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where the word of the Lord says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means everything. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Right? And then my personal favorite, Romans 12, 1 and 2, the challenge. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Paul is speaking as kind and as nice as he possibly can. Brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And this is why. Because it's a reasonable service. It just makes sense to be holy because He's holy, to come out of the world into a relationship with God. It just makes good sense. Amen. Now, John saw the seven stars in the hand of God. And the stars are the ministry, the pastors. It's not a time for weak preachers, and it's not a time for anemic ministries. We're apostolic in doctrine. We are Pentecostal in experience. We're disciples of the Lord's code, His conduct, and His standards. Amen. It's a time to declare the whole counsel of God. Amen. The Lord needs solid saints, and He needs power-packed preaching. Amen. I promise to continue to preach it if you will continue to live it. Somebody say amen. All right, it's me and you, buddy. Revelation 1, 11 through 17. Amen. This is the Lord. He said, I'm coming. And this is what He said. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first, the last, and what thou seest, write it in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. Unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. That was the ministry. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, that's the Lord directing the ministry, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. There's the ministry again. And out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. The sun being the closest star of all. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and I am the last. We are somewhere there in between, but he is the first and he is the last. And he will have the first say and he will have the final say. Amen. We will bring to you the revelations of God's truth from the Word of God. Amen. A man of God rightly dividing the Word of God and not being ashamed, but doing as I'm told. But if we're going to have faithful leaders, we've got to have faithful followers. Is there anybody that will volunteer? Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Let us lift our hands and worship the Lord that gives us a clear word. Let's lift our hands and worship a God that will give us clear decision. Amen. There's no guesstimations about what our God wants. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about what God demands from his people. Amen. And so we must make that decision to stand and to be faithful. I don't want to slip from his fingers because somebody don't want this truth. I don't want to wander in darkness for eternity like a wandering star. I'll never forget the story about the man that died thinking he was a Christian and wound up in hell. And all through hell, he was pulling people up and looking at their face and throwing them back down and pulling someone's head up and looking at their face and pulling, and someone interrupted him and said, what are you looking for? And he said, I'm looking for the preacher that sent me here. What did that mean? It meant somebody had itching ears and all he wanted was somebody to scratch his itch and to pat him on the back, pay him real good, and let's have a big number and let's just have a good time. Forget about the book of Acts. Forget about holiness. Forget about the righteousness. Go where you want to go. Dress the way you want to dress. Look like you want to. Talk like you want to. As long as you just tell people you're a Christian. And watch your sons and daughters become homosexuals and lesbians and rebellious toward the word and mixed and confused about who they are and what they are and suicidal and all of that. I have never seen such a promotion of suicide in all of my life. It's like our nation is pushing it, promoting it, because we got too many people on this planet. And so let's get a bunch of them, thousands of them, to commit suicide and make room for the rest of us. I don't know what's going on in the mentality and the mind of this world. But as for me and my house and this house, we're just going to serve the Lord. Would you join us? Would you make up your mind with a determination that you're going to join us? Let's call on the name of the Lord right now and seek the favor in the very face of God. Let's ask him to give us strength. Let's pray for his grace. Let's pray for his mercy. Let's pray for his hope. No more wandering stars. No more compromising the doctrine, the word, the spirit, the truth. Just us, fully submitted, fully dedicated and relegated to the work of God. My body to his spirit. My mind to his spirit. My spirit to his spirit. Let's praise him because of who he is.
Hallelujah. You hold my
He's calling your name.
Because of who you
are. He's calling you out. He's seeking those that will be separate.
Because of who you are.
He's chasing the hungry. He's reaching for the thirsty.
Lord, I worship you.
Let's just praise Him.
Because of who
He is. And as we praise Him for who He is, let's desire to be what He is. Let's desire to be what He is. Yes. Oh, yeah. Glory, glory. Clap your hands to the Lord and magnify the name of Jesus. My, my, my. I don't know. I absolutely get thrilled and excited about what God does in this house on Sunday morning and Sunday night. But I honestly believe that it is a direct result of what we get on Tuesday night. I love our Tuesday nights together. God richly bless you as you're dismissed. Shake hands, be friendly, greet our guests and our visitors.